G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Got that sunshine in my pocket.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Good morning.
Morning.
Right, who are we?
Cora. G-Factor Juniors.
Yeah, Cora's right, though. Her name's Cora, isn't it, Cora? Right, Cora, do you want to say, Cora, what we're doing today? What are we going to do on the show today?
A farm and a flamingo show.
Ooh, yeah. But we're not just going to do any farm, are we? We're going to do what type of farm animals?
Welsh.
Welsh ones. And why is that?
Since we're going to Wales this year?
Because we're going to Wales this year.
But why are we going to Wales this year?
To see our nanny and granddad.
Yeah.
And to go on holiday.
And where were you born, Cora?
In Wales.
Albert, where were you born?
Wales.
Ah. So?
And Daddy was born in Wales.
I was born in Wales, so we like to keep our Welsh heritage, don't we? So, let's kick things off with the Welsh National Anthem. Whoa, why not? Let's see what this sounds like. Go. So that was the Welsh National Anthem from the Ross Male Voice Choir. So we go. All right. So what do we say, girls?
Borda Raglan.
Borda Raglan.
What does Borda mean?
Good morning in Welsh.
There you go. And there's a Raglan in Wales, you know.
And good morning.
And good morning. Yeah. Right, so we're going to start. We're going to talk about a little cow in Welsh by Georgie Burkett. So we're going to do a little book called I Say Moo. Or Dwi'n Dweud Moo. It used to have sounds, but the sounds don't work anymore. What?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I just said, wasn't it? The button used to work and now it doesn't. Right, so, mae Flo Bach yn ei ffwrdd i weld ei ffrindiau. A, would you want to read the English bit?
Ei ho ma a dywa, o'i nga i wyl a dda fa gara.
Ant y ffug gan dweud,
little cow skips with the sheep.
My divide and wade me, me. Ac mae rwch bach yn dweud. Me, me.
The sheep say ba, ba, and little cat say me, me.
Hear our voices, we entreat.
Mae rwch bach yn sflasio.
Gyda hwaid, mae hwaid.
Come down from the Isle of Skye, I'm nowhere. My lock back, and
I shout when I go by. Down on Fersia through
the
let the wind blow high.
Little calf dance with the horse. Horses.
Hang on. I've just realised we've actually been playing a lot of music over the top of that, so that probably sounded horrific. We said Donald Where's My Trousers playing while we were reading Welsh. How confusing is that? So we might have to start again. Sorry, folks, we'll start again. Right, so we're going to read a Welsh book called I Say Moo. Right. Mae lloch bach ar ei ffordd i weld ei ffrindiau. Aba?
Little calf is off to see his friends.
There we go. We'll put the speakers a bit louder. Banta fi gan dweud moo moo. Cora, Aba needs to read that bit.
Away he goes, saying moo moo.
There you go, Cora, to the page. Amazing.
That was better than last time.
It was better. Mae loch bach yn prancio gyda'i defaid.
Little calf skips with the sheep.
Mae defaid yn dweud me me, ac mae loch bach yn dweud moo moo.
The sheep say ba ba and the little calf says moo moo.
Cora, are you to the page? Well done. Mae loch bach yn splasio gyda hwaed. Mae hwaed yn dweud quack quack.
Little calf splashes with the ducks. The ducks say quack quack.
Ach mae loch bach yn dweud moo moo.
No
one's
on the page, can I?
And little calf says moo moo.
Right, Cora's job.
My job.
Mr. Page. Yeah. Mae loch bach yn cael mai gyda'i ceffle.
Little calf gallops with the horses.
Mae ceffylau yn dweud nei, nei.
The horses say nei, nei.
There's another bit on this one. Ach, mae loch bach yn dweud moo, moo.
And little calf says moo, moo.
Next page. Yn ôl i'n bedi, mae loch bach yn custio gyda mami.
Back in the cowshed, little calf cuddles with mummy.
My mammy's dweud moo moo.
Mummy says moo moo.
Ach, my loch bach yn dweud moo moo hefyd.
And little calf says moo moo too.
There we go. So there you go. That was Dween Dweud Moo, I Say Daddy, Moo by Georgie
Daddy,
Beckett.
We haven't done any farm stuff.
We haven't done any farm stuff. We've just read a whole story about a cow on a farm meeting other farm animals.
No, we haven't done any farm music.
Well, now maybe we do farm music. What do you think?
Yeah,
can
I look it up?
Right, so.
I'm going to choose.
Let's do Old MacDonald.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just missed.
Oh, I've got the Wiggles doing Old MacDonald. Let's do them first, and then we'll come back.
Ian, we'll go to normal.
And a chip there, here a chip there, a chip everywhere, a chip chip. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack, quack, here and a quack, quack, there, chip chip here, chip chip there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And a there, here, there, quack, quack, here, quack, quack, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, there, quack, quack, here, quack, quack, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And a there, here, there, quack, quack, here, quack, quack, there, here, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some cats, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, there, quack, quack, here, quack, quack, there, here, there. Here, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some mules, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there. There, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some turtles, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, there, here, there. Here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
What was that, Cora? What was just on? Who was singing that?
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
But Emma's gone now to hide here.
That's correct. Well done. Right, so now we're going to listen to old boy on YouTube saying about how he wants to be a farmer in a kid's dream job. Do we know any farmers?
Yes.
Who?
Jay.
Who's Jay?
Sienna's daddy.
Sienna's daddy. Oh, I wonder if they're listening to the radio. Maybe they are. Who knows? Right, let's press play on this then.
Hi, I'm Ben. If I could be anything, I'd be a farmer. Be a farmer. I'd have my own farm where I would grow fresh fruits and vegetables. I'd wear overalls and big rubber boots for walking in the mud. I'd wear sunscreen and a hat to protect me from getting sunburned. Because farmers are outside most
of the
time.
How many shrimps?
I would have a red tractor that I would use to drive around my farm. Whoa, this is a bumpy ride. Bumpity, bumpity, bump, bump. I would plant lots of my favorite vegetables. I like carrots, tomatoes, and zucchini. So I would plant lots. In one field, I would grow corn. And in another, jack-o'-lanterns. So they would be all ready for Halloween. I would have a special tree that grows both bananas and apples. Yum, yum. I drive my tractor to town and sell my vegetables at the market. Everyone would want to buy from me. There would be a lineup of a bazillion people. I'd also have lots of animals on my farm. I'd have 1, 2, 3, 4 pigs. All right, you can go play now, little piggies. My pigs would love to roll around in the mud.
Pee-you! Smelly.
But I love them. In my barn, I would have a cow and a horse. My cow would be named Spot, because she would have spots. Spot would make me fresh milk every day. My cow would even make chocolate milk. Delicious. My horse would be called Lucky. He'd be brown with a white diamond on his face. Giddy up, Lucky. That means go in horse language. Lucky would be really fast. Faster even than a train. Yeehaw! I love being a farmer. Woo!
Can you imagine?
Song on about farming, and then we're gonna move on to flamingos.
The cat.
The mouse takes the cheese. The mouse takes the cheese. Hi-ho, the terrier. The mouse takes the cheese.
Of songs about farms and things you can do near farms. You can row your boat on some farms. They've got rivers going through them, don't they? Because they need water. They need water on farms. They tend to have their own water to feed all the animals and water the plants. Yep. So that's what was that.
Where farmers don't have plants.
So that in here.
Farmers don't have plants.
Well, of course they have plants. We just saw it on the video, didn't we? They grow food. Farmers. They don't just grow animals. A lot of them grow food. They you have to at least grow food for the animals.
But you can't grow animals.
Well, kind of.
You don't plant a seed and then they come alive.
You kind of do. There kind of is. We all start off as a little seed inside our mummy's tummies. Yeah. And then we kind of grow, don't we? And then we come out of mummy's tummies and then we grow into people. So animals do a similar thing. But yeah, they don't put them in a field and water them. But they do with other things. So, that concludes farms for this week. Cora, is there anything else you want to say about farms? No. Okay. Yes. Yeah?
Do they buy food?
Do they buy food? Well, yeah, they need to buy food, but they tend to make our food, don't they? So we can eat it, which is good. Right, okay. Farmers grow our food. Yeah, that's why we just saw in the video. And the boy talked about growing zucchinis and tomatoes and carrots.
No, he said tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah, because he's in America, but it's the same word. So, yeah, they grow food for us. Right, okay, we'll pause on farming. And now, Alba... pretty much all our food come from farmers. Yep.
Well, we grow food.
Okay, yeah. We grow our own food, aren't we? We're like mini farmers, then we go to the shops. But most food that gets to the shops, farmers grow. Okay? Right, Alba. Do you want to introduce what's happening next?
Flamingos!
What does that mean, Alba? Are we going to learn about facts for flamingos?
Okay, right. Do you want to pull the microphones back down?
Let's hear this.
Did you know that there's a popular bird named after the Spanish or Latin word for fire?
Really? What is it?
It's a...
No. Nope. 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 I just checked, and there are no birds anywhere called a fuego.
A what?
A bird.
I know you said bird, Gus, but what's the name?
Oh, fuego. Cadence is just trying to confuse you.
No, I'm not.
Okay, sure. Okay, so tell me this one, old genius one. Where can one find one of these mysterious and mythical fuego birds?
It's not fuego, Gus. Although that is the Spanish word for fire. Oh my goodness, it's flamingos! They're flamingos!
Ah, flamenco! No wonder you said fuego!
I have to admit it, Cadence was right. The name flamingo comes from the Latin and Spanish word for fire because of their bright feathers.
Flamingos are famous for usually being their color pink.
But did you know they can also be found in the colors of crimson red, orange, and even cream or white?
The pink color of the flamingo is due to the bird's diet, which includes shrimp, snails, and algae.
That actually sounds delicious, but clearly I'm blue, so I don't eat any of those things.
Ew.
And hey, guess what? These foods consist of carotenoid pigments. That's the same pigment that makes carrots orange.
When a flamingo is young, they are born white with soft feathers and a straight bill that then begins to curve downwards as the flamingo gets older and older.
Flamingos have a really clever way of eating. They dive their head into the water and then turn it upside down and scoop up the food with their upper beak like a shovel. They then pump the water out of the sides of their mouths, and the plants and animals or fish stay inside to eat while all the water gets flushed out.
Hey, guess what? Did you know that there are actually 6 different species of flamingos?
That's right. They are the greater flamingo from Africa, Europe, and Asia, the lesser flamingo from Africa and India, the Chilean flamingo, James flamingo, and Andean flamingo, all from South America, and the American flamingo from, believe it or not, the Caribbean.
That's a lot of different flamingos, but in this video, we're going to talk mostly about the American flamingo.
The American flamingo grows 3 to 5 feet tall and weighs 5 to 6 pounds. Males are slightly larger than female flamingos.
In adults, flamingos' legs are longer than their body, and they measure anywhere from 31.5 to 49 inches, depending on the flamingo species.
Hey, guess what? The bend of the flamingo's leg is actually its ankle. The knee is further up their legs.
I just hit my eye on the table, but I wish I had knees. I wish I had legs.
And quite often, flamingos will stand on just one leg, with the other tucked under the body.
Scientists aren't exactly sure why they stand on one leg. There are a lot of different theories, but the best one is in order for a flamingo to save energy and preserve body heat. They can even sleep while balancing on one leg.
So now they're just bragging.
Make sure you subscribe and give us a thumbs up down below.
It really helps our channel.
The thumbs up looks like this. Put it on my face. See it? Click it.
Hey, thanks for subscribing and giving a thumbs up. Hopefully you did. So let's continue with the video. Flamingos are also known for their long, curved necks.
Flamingos have 19 elongated cervical vertebrae. And this allows their necks to move and even twist in a nice, fluid motion. Not like that, though.
Their feathers cover their entire body except for their bill and the scale part of their legs and feet.
These feathers protect their skin from getting damaged.
And flamingos shed and replace their body and wing feathers twice a year or once every 2 years, depending on the particular bird's breeding cycle.
Hey, guess what? Many people believe that flamingos do not fly, but believe it or not, flamingos can actually fly better than most people realize.
That's right, and did you know that they also take off very quickly and fly up to 35 miles per hour and can run on top of water to help them take off?
So where do flamingos live?
Well, flamingos are usually found in South America and Africa.
Flamingos can be found in many different habitats, and they can adapt well to both cold and warm climates.
And they can live anywhere from mountains to flatlands.
They are water birds, so they will always be near lagoons or lakes.
And flamingos are social birds, meaning they live in colonies. And sometimes thousands of flamingos live in a colony. And this helps to avoid predators, allowing them to eat and survive, and is also better for nesting their young.
The largest colony has over 1 million flamingos and is located in East Africa. Wow, that's a lot of flamingos.
And flamingos are also called monogamous creatures, which means they have just one partner and produce one egg each year.
Flamingos build a nest that looks like a heap of mud along waterways. I thought I actually stepped in one time, but then I realized I don't have any legs, so it was just a dream.
You just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Don't know what to say about that, Gus. But anyway, to continue, at the top of this mound, they make a shallow hole where the female lays her egg.
The parents then take a turn resting on the egg to keep it warm.
Then about a month later, or 30 days later, the egg hatches and both parents take care of the baby flamingo by feeding it a fluid produced in the adult flamingo's digestive system.
The baby flamingos then leave the nest about 5 days later to hang out with other baby flamingos and then return to the parents for food.
Time for dinner.
What is she calling me for? She think I'm a flamingo? I don't even have legs.
And hey, guess what? So they don't get confused, the parents identify their baby flamingo chick by its voice.
3 weeks later, the adults herd young flamingos into large groups called creches. This is where they begin to hunt for their own food.
And the flamingo parents will take care of their kids for up to 6 years.
In the wild, flamingos live 20 to 30 years, and sometimes over 50 years in captivity.
And for our final fact, did you know that flamingos make a honking sound kind of like a goose?
Well, hey, guess what? Now we all know a little bit more about flamingos.
Thanks for watching. Make sure to subscribe. Bye!
Both of them. Was that any good? What do you think of that, Alba?
Good.
What did
can we do that one?
No, we're talking about this. So what did we learn about flamingos then? Tell me one fact about flamingos.
Their nest is made of mud.
Yep, that's a good fact, Alba. Cora, can you think of something? Can you remember from the video? No, how many eggs do they lay a year?
One.
Yeah.
One.
How long can they live for?
100 years.
Not 100.
Up to 50 years.
Yeah, in captivity. Usually 20 to 30 years in the wild. So, in the zoos, you've got some very old flamingos.
I forgot.
You mostly forgot?
All of them.
That's why. When you learn...
I mostly didn't listen, but I did listen.
Yeah. But that's why, when you learn things, it's good to repeat and recap what you learned. That's why at school, you get homework. So the things you learn in school, you go home and remember. Yeah? Right, Alba's just playing with the microphone now. Let's see if we can find anything else about flamingos. We've already heard about the flamingos. What's in sea turtles? That's a whole different animal, isn't it?
Blibby, can we?
No, not Blibby. Right.
Blibby flamingo. What?
We've just learnt a lot about flamingos. So, did we find any flamingo songs?
No.
Right. Are we going to... Are you going to type it in, Alba? Into the keyboard? Flamingos.
Why do we actually have to play songs?
Well, because it's nice to play songs, isn't it? Or you can talk. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Well, that's not very exciting for people listening, is it? Cora's going to not play songs and she's not going to talk about anything. Right, have you typed in flamingos? Mm-hmm. Nearly.
We're just going to say nothing.
You're just going to say nothing. So it's silent radio.
We're not going to say nothing.
We're not going to say nothing. What are you going to say? Do you want to sing a song, Cora?
No.
No? Do you want to say hello to anybody?
No.
Nobody? You've not got any friends listening?
Bah.
Teachers?
I like that crocodile thing.
Right, here we go. So we'll just see what they're like. We'll go for this one. It's called Flamingo by Quero Quero Bonito.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. あいつらはピンク動物園で思ったピンク食べ物でそうなんだ実は私はタラコが大好きプラスエビカニ食べようピンク色になるのだからみんな違う色人間って勘違いしてるよね Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo Oh 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 If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. ツルの尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ意味不明だけど面白いでしょ虹色に染まった世界今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べてフラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ 1, 2, 3 Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo, oh 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 If you're multicolored that's cool too You don't need to change It's boring being the same Flamingo, oh 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 You're pretty either way Flamingo How many shrimps do you have to eat Before you make your skin turn pink Eat too much and you'll get sick Shrimps are pretty rich Green or blue, show off your natural hue Flamingo, oh 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 If you're multicolored, that's cool too You don't need to change, it's boring being the same Flamingo, oh 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 You're pretty either way Flamingo, oh 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 Flamingo, oh, 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 oh.
there. Come on, this is your show about flamingos.
I want to do the crocodile.
What do you think of that, Alba?
Good.
Right, we'll try another flamingo song.
Okay.
No.
Right, Mike.
Clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. Paradise is where I'll be. Pretty flamingo. Pretty flamingo. When she walks by, she brightens up the if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la. Pretty flamingo.
Right, okay, so now we've got a story and then we'll be finishing up for the day, which is Flamingo Lockdown. Hopefully Cora's going to sit still.
So, well,
how can I hold on to your Anna book? That's very difficult, isn't it? Maybe you should have your own chair. Do you want your own chair for a minute? No? Let's sit carefully. Right. Where are you going? Right. At the bottom of Mindful Mountain, in between the sandy dunes, you'll find the friendliest flamingos racing home to their clear blue lagoon. The flamingos left school as they usually do, some excited, some scared, and some shouting, phew. There's been talk today of a change on the way, but there's no need to panic, their teachers did say. These colourful birds, a range of bright pink, move this way and that way, but always in sync. You know what in sync means?
No.
At the same time. So together, stink. Like you do it, dancing.
A stink.
Sink. Not a stink. A stink's stinky. For flamingos, being close makes them truly unique. All grouped together, they stand strong, beak to beak. I love a good change, said Flavia to Fred. I don't, he replied, sadly shaking his head. Maria whispered to Mo, there's a worry in my head. Her legs have gone wobbly, and her feathers blush red.
Which person? This one.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Let's just find out what's coming. Mo reassured his friend. He steadied her balance as they raced around the bend. The adults were waiting, their wings open wide, on seeing their youngsters, their hearts filled with pride. They too had heard news that their flocking might change, and all quietly agreed it would be very strange. There was flapping and chatting and questions galore. Rosie's mum took the lead. Settle down now, we'll explain more.
She spoke very calmly. You must listen to me. There's a virus around that's invisible to see. Things will be different for a while. We must change some of our ways. But if we can do this together, there'll be better days. Oh, how exciting. Being invisible could be fun. Ranbir leapt in the air. We could fly around the sun. Don't be alarmed, little ones, as we have some new rules. Oh, brother, groaned Vian, it's like being back at school. Rosie's mum continued, this virus is mean and could make us fall sick, but we'll be fine if we're careful and change things quite quick. We're all good at learning, some friends shouted out loud, but others were stooping, looking down with the crowd. Their heads touched together as they thought it all through, making heart shapes while thinking is what these friends like to do. Freddie's dad stepped forward to protect one another. We need to keep clean. The first new rule is to keep good hygiene. Wash your wings all the time and cover your beak. All together they shouted, but how will we speak?
Daddy, can you face the book to me a bit?
Cora's changing seats for those listening. Right. Sophie's dad showed them how to wear a face mask and proved fitting it properly was no easy task. It's over your eyes, Dad. You can't see a thing. Sophie helped him correct it with a mighty big ping. Keep your wings to yourself is rule number two. No touching, asked Betsy. That's impossible to do. They practiced this now with wings back and beaks high. But as they wobbled and bumped, there was a sigh after sigh. We're used to being close. This is tricky. We can all see. But unfortunately, this leads us to rule number three. Betty's mama raised her head. We say this with sadness and very heavy hearts. But from now on, we really must keep far apart. Oh, rubbish. The flamingo friends gasped and looked all around. Not a word could be heard or a sound could be found. Is your mum joking? Said Samuel to Billy. No one is laughing. Likes. She's being serious, not silly. We can't just be close as the virus could spread, so staying in family groups will be better instead. The parents took charge and gathered up on their own. Come now, little ones, let's get you all safely home. An excited Flavia called out, don't worry, Fred. Instead of playing together, we can Zoom chat instead. And so it began, flamingo flock down. The strongest of times for everyone around. Flock down for them, because they're a flock of flamingos. In the blink of an eye, they saw change everywhere, from arrows on the floor to signs in the air. Their friends found it hard to keep this new social distance. So at first, their parents offered lots of assistance. Cover your beak. No, you can't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. From their much smaller groups, they all needed some hope. Peter had been thinking hard of a way they could cope. His enthusiasm exploded. We can use our special talents to help those in need. You know, it always feels amazing to do a good deed. Mo called out, Maria, you're great with a needle and thread. Perhaps you can take charge of face masks instead. Billy spoke next. Betsy, please make your cakes. Your sponge is amazing. You're the queen of all bakes. The friends all took turns to say who was good at what. Nobody was left out. What a truly talented lot. Ranbir, draw your pictures as big as can be. Poppy, build your towers tall for everyone to see. Vian, your jokes are so funny, they make us all smile. Teaching us new ones will keep us laughing for a while. Violet, paint your pebbles. They're so colourful and bright. We can help you deliver them. It will be a brightful sight. They found new ways to be together with a brand new routine, all the while staying safe and keeping very clean. They brought smiles to the faces of those feeling alone, making their flock feel so proud at such thought that they had shown. Thank yous were special and rainbows appeared everywhere. True signs this flamingo flock really did care. Parents stood tall, gathering the young in their bubbles, and knowing they were missing their friends, they gave extra big squeezy cuddles. With reassuring smiles, they said, this won't last forever. We'll soon have our heads right back together. At the bottom of Mindful Mountain, there are whispers of hip hip hooray. As feelings are settled and minds are at ease, little ones are blown up and away. Right, there you go. So obviously somebody wrote that very quickly when COVID came about. And now we've got it just a nice reflection there. So there's a lot of things we can still do. What are you doing? What are you saying?
The author,
Rebecca Tyson.
Illustrator.
By Plusk Studios. There you go. Right. Okay. That's Kruger Stood End, so we need to find a song to play before we can go.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.
Six years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
15 years old and smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. But I can't wait to go home. Friend left to sell clothes, and one works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me, and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers, and I miss the way you made me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset.
Bye.
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 Wow.
Bye.
Yeah, I think they got it. Bye. Awesome. Cheers, folks. Hope you enjoyed that. Right, let's put the other thing on.
Now that's what I call music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music. From 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip-hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's what I call music.
Never over.